In addition to the phone, there were four mics in the Beetle, most of them of little value but operational nonetheless. And under each bumper was a transmitter, both wired to the car's electrical system and checked every other night when Trevor was either drinking or sleeping. A powerful receiver in the rental across the street tracked the Beetle wherever it went. As Trevor puttered down the highway, talking on his phone like a big shot, tossing money around like a Vegas high roller, sipping scalding coffee from a quick stop grocery, he was emitting more signals than most private jets. March 7th, Big Super Tuesday. Aaron Lake bounced triumphantly across the stage in a large banquet room of a Manhattan hotel, while thousands cheered and music roared and balloons fell from above. He'd taken New York with 43% of the vote. Governor Terry had a rather weak 29%, and the other also-rans got the rest. Lake hugged people he'd never seen before, and waved to people he'd never see again, and he delivered without notes a stirring victory speech. Then he was off, on his way to L.A. for another victory celebration. For 4 hours, in his new Boeing jet that would hold 100 at least for $1 million a month, and flew at a speed of 500 miles per hour, 38,000 feet above the country, he and his staff monitored the returns from the 12 states participating in Big Super Tuesday. Along the East Coast, where the polls had already closed, Lake barely won in Maine and Connecticut, but put up big margins in New York, Massachusetts, Maryland, and Georgia. He lost Rhode Island by 800 votes, and won Vermont by 1,000. As he was flying over Missouri, CNN declared him the winner of that state by 4 percentage points over Governor Terry. Ohio was just as close. By the time Lake reached California, the rout was over. Of the 591 delegates at stake, he'd captured 390. He'd also solidified the momentum, and most important, Aaron Lake now had the money. Governor Terry was falling hard and fast, and all bets were on Lake. End of side 5.